Welcome to a patron-only Shonen Flop Chibi, a first impressions mini-episode where we talk about the first chapter of the series that you, the patrons, have asked us to check out. I'm Jordan, and with me today, as usual, is my co-host, David. Say hi, David.
Hi, David.
What series are we covering this week, David?
We are covering a very special series known as Haikyuu. What My Hero Academia is to Barrage, this was to Philosophy School.
Oh, yeah.
And shout out to our patrons who picked this out of the three popular series by flopped authors, beating Black Clover and Beelzebub.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It was a close one.
I had to look it up because, like, I knew he did something that we did, that we had done before. I was surprised at the huge difference in quality. This is a glow up.
Oh, yeah. This guy definitely learned a lot of lessons.
Yeah. This is like a beachy situation.
Yes, it is.
Much like Level E was in.
Are you saying Level E was better than Yu Yu Hakusho?
No, I was saying Level E was because, you know, it had double-length chapters.
Okay, that makes more sense.
That's what I meant. No, yeah. So, yeah, let me tell you a little bit about the series. It was based on a one-shot. It ran for 407 chapters, so a little bit longer than series we usually cover, but that's okay. We made an exception. It was written by Furudate Haruichi, which, as we just mentioned, wrote Ghost Stories Philosophy School Club thing, which, as we've talked about before, fucking sucks. So, like, legitimately, it's just garbage, but don't attack this series for that. You know, he was younger. We all do dumb things when we're younger. Haikyuu ran from February 20th, 2012 to July 20th, 2020. Wow.
Yeah.
6-20-2020.
Oh, my. Hey,
that's kind of cool. Wait, 7-20-2020. Whatever. Who fucking cares? Here's the plot summary.
Do it.
Hinata is small for a volleyball player, but despite that, he believes he can fly just like a certain creepy guy whose name starts with R. He gathers together a team of newbies to try and win the local volleyball tournament, but their first match is, oh my god, it's against the best team, David! And it's led by the king of the court, Tobio Kageyama.
That guy, oh man, I heard he's extremely tall for a 14-year-old.
He's Mob's brother that they don't talk about.
Though Mob's brother becomes much more relevant in the show later on.
No, I mean he has like a second brother that they don't talk about. Hinata's team gets fucking wrecked, but he did do some cool moves that made Kageyama-senpai notice him. After getting into the high school of his choice, Hinata rushes into the gym, discovering to his shock that Kageyama goes to the same school now.
Dun, dun, dun. This is like the anti-Beast Children, where he deliberately had the dude go to the wrong high school.
Dude, I was reading this, and I was like, oh my god, this is what the Beast Children guy read before he wrote Beast Children.
Yes, and then he didn't realize how to make a good manga.
It's funny, because the Beast Children is like, what if Haikyuu was written by this guy when he had the skill he did when he made Philosophy School, you know?
So I'm glad that he figured out what his calling was.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, this man is not a horror writer.
No. He's a volleyball man.
He is. He's a good volleyball man.
I will say, though, the series still has, like, the weird-ass eyes from it. And I guess that's, like, an acquired taste, but I just think his eyes look super weird.
I didn't mind them. I thought it was an interesting kind of style, and it works significantly better here than it did Ghost Stories. A lot of things work significantly better here than Ghost Stories, actually. His almost, like, fisheye lens kind of style. Oh, I just realized that's another thing that Beast Children clearly tried to rip this guy off with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That weird fisheye lens thing.
Yeah, and they have, like, the same style drawing eyes.
Yeah, except this guy does it, again, better because, I mean, it's...
Because this guy's actually talented. Also, this series...
Beast Children.
This series had very well-drawn backgrounds, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, your favorite thing, David! You love backgrounds!
I really do. I'm just such a background character, you know?
That's what a background character is, a character who just loves backgrounds.
And then I want to say the series also felt very character-driven, which is interesting, because, like, to contrast it with the only other basketball series I know, iShield 21 really wasn't so character-driven.
David, no, I'm sorry, I cannot let that slide. You said, contrast to the only other basketball manga I've read, iShield 21.
I'm sorry, it's about soccer. My bad.
Holy shit! That was...
Now I am a basketball man.
Ice Shield 21 and Haikyuu, the best basketball. I don't do sports. I've ever all right, read.
This is very mean. This series though was as wholesome as you are mean. You know, these you can tell these are some good kids just trying to be good at volleyball.
Maybe next week we should just reread Beast Children.
I'm good.
Just to compare.
We'll reread Beast Children in 2 years.
We're not gonna reread Build King in 2 years.
No, Beast Children though.
No, a lot of the time the series kind of felt like what Nine Balls was trying to be.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, that series was literally trying to be Ice Shield 21, yeah. But still, I guess just because this is much better. I like the way that they chose to characterize Hinata as just being so desperate for volleyball that he would play on the local housewife intramural volleyball team if they would let him play.
He just played a lot by himself.
Hey, again, I really cannot help but talk about Beast Children here just because I feel like it's a really great contrast so you can see how important execution is. Because a lot of the broad strokes that happen here happen in Beast Children.
That's Beast Children. This is Best Children.
Yes. But one of the things I liked is that they showed that Hinata was going out of his way to find ways where he could play volleyball on his own or play volleyball when he could. I guess maybe you can't really do that with rugby, can you?
No.
And as a result, in Beast Children, they like never fucking played rugby because you can't do it without like a full team.
Yeah. He just wanted a boy to tackle him, you know?
He just wanted a boy to tackle him.
It was a bit strange.
You know what? It's normal for that age.
I remember the first time I was tackled.
I also remember the first time you were tackled. So, David, what do you think's going to happen
next? Oh, thank you for asking. This one, let me see. So, these are always hard to do because it's a long series, so you can't just predict, like, stupid shonen shit.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to guess that Little Giant is related to Kitagawa.
Which one's Kitagawa?
That's the tall kid. That's the other main character in this chapter.
Oh, Kageyama.
Did I say it? Did I write it down wrong?
You said Kitagawa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then that's my bad. So, what? Fuck it. Whatever. There will be an insanely tall comic relief character. And there will be things not related to volleyball that matter. So, I'm making an anti-Nine Balls Dragon parade guess.
Wow, that's a big one.
You're just so deadpan this entire episode.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah.
I know. You just got up. It's okay. How about your guesses, big guy?
So, they won't use a JPEG of a volleyball.
Fuck off.
Oh, man. There's going to be gay tension between Hinata and Kageyama.
Nice.
That is kind of a reference to Beast Children, not intentionally, though. they won't have a shitty final chapter where they just build up a whole team.
Yeah. By the way, I heard that Neru completely rips off the last chapter of Haikyuu.
Really?
Yeah. That's all I know about this series.
Oh my god. So they just have a lot of feet?
Yes, there's actually a league where they only use their feet. And they talk about how long Beth May's feet toes are.
Wow, it's just like Keijo.
Beth May with the fucking feet posting. That was the weirdest shit when she was like, wow, that lady has such long toes, but not as long as mine. And I was like, all right, well, I know what you're about.
I mean, it's Dungeons and Daddies. That is the audience that they're trying to get.
It is hard being the funniest person on that podcast. That's how I relate to her, as being the funniest person on a given podcast. Not this one. But the one I do by myself.
I did show you that one podcast by Dave Weinberg, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like...
No relation.
He just records weird things. I saw that and I was like, oh, hey, it's Bizarro David.
Like what we're doing right now.
What we're doing right now. Okay, I gotta think of a guess, of a third guess. David, I think their team is gonna lose the first tournament.
Oh, I was gonna say, do you think they're gonna win or lose their first tournament?
Yeah, I think they're gonna lose the first one.
That's a good guess. All right.
All right.
And then...
So, David, would you read another 10 chapters of this?
Oh, yeah, man. This is definitely the top 5 most enjoyable sports manga I've ever read.
I would say this is in the top 5...
volleyball manga you've read.
Volleyball manga, nice. I've ever read. It's definitely in the top 2 manga that I have read that have a similar plot to Beast Children. The other one being Beast Children, of course.
Yeah.
I would also read another 10 chapters of this. I like where it's headed. I'm into the characters, yeah. What's your power word, David?
Mine is king, because they are king of the court, and we gotta respect our short kings, baby.
They say at one point that Shorty got the hit. Yeah, man. Get the hit, Shorty.
What's your power word?
Shouty.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah, there we go. I guess That's everything. Let's move on to the shout outs.
So, Jordan, though, thank you so much for editing this episode.
David.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Oh, okay. I also want to give props to Shannon for the awesome cover art. You can find her online at Illuminati. Thanks to Tucker for assistance with pronunciation, translation, and other miscellaneous research. Thanks to Luke for being our community producer. You can find his work at lukehair.com. Thanks to T Root, Ozzy Rat, and T Wolfwood for being our awesome transcription volunteers. You can find their transcriptions on our site, shonenflop.com. And then, Jordan, is there anything you want to say?
Thanks, baby.
Okay.
For the hard work you do.
Oh, thanks.
You know I love you.
It's all, you make it all worth it, even when I have to call you at 8 p.m. and wake you up.
I'm waking up. I feel it in my soul. Time to record another episode.
All for $10,000 on our Patreon, we'll recreate the weird sexual incest tension.
Whoa.
Fulgers commercial. But it'll be about me and you.
Yeah, you can do that.
I'll just make it by myself. I'll play both characters.
We'll get a green screen. Yeah.
All right, we'll do it. For $10,000, you know it.
Like Nutty Professor 2. Yeah. We'll just do something like that. There'll be like a skinny David, like a big, big fat David who farts all the time.
That's me. Actually, that's who I am right now.
Oh, whoops, sorry. That's my wake up alarm. Hold on. I can't believe that fucking just happened. All right.
It's okay. But yeah. And then I don't even know what you need to re-say, but who cares? You can find us on Twitter at Shonen Flopcast, our website, shonenflop.com. We're also on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, or wherever else you get your podcast. Blah, blah, blah. Join the Discord. If you're not a patron somehow listening to this, you should be one. Let's take it to the patron name, though. Starting with Chainsaw Man patrons, we got Pterodactyl Ghost and Tracking Roving Animals for All Loving Girls and Lions of Wolfwood. Next up, we've got King of the Forest. We got Albie, Cameron H. Do you work at Subway? Because you gave me a foot long. Gabe Land. Out, Kylie Denton, Mark, Matt Solovich, Marty, Rachel, my lovely girlfriend, Scarlet Myrmidon, T, the BB King, BB the, and then moving down to the Galactic Ball Federation officers, we've got Alexander Zorak, Blah Mumu, BS, Dylan Kreider, Generic Man, Hans, Marabara, Mike Carpenter, Sarah Hydra, Shingi Sekimoto, Silly Rookie, Staghorn, That One Welder Guy, Trevor Schenkner, and Yaji Black.
Thank you so much, everybody.
You guys are the best.
Yeah. Oh man, you're the reason why we still do this. You make bad financial decisions and we love you for
it. We're contractually obligated.
I'm just kidding. They're good financial decisions. Keep making them.
Yes, please. We love you all, our patrons.
I love you so much. Speaking of how much I love you, it is time to go. So this has been Jordan.
This has been David.
And you've been listening to Shonen Flop. David, say it!
Keep on flopping, floppers.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. That was good. That was good.